infidel defilers. They shall all drown in lakes of blood. Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
Effects of distress. You're sowing the seeds of a night. you like a little whiskey, ma'am?
Certainly not.
There's a time for love and a time for living. You take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times, lost a dream or two. Found the trail, and at the end was you. There's a path you take and the path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. That's a long but you might awaken to a brand new life, brand new life, to a brand new life around the bend. There's a time for love and a time for living. You take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found the trail, and at the end was you. There's a path you take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. That's a long but you might awaken to a brand new life, brand new life, to a brand new life around the bend.
Some creatures go seven, go the Urian, go the Destructor, Volga Sildroha, the Traveler has come. Choose and perish.
What do you mean, choose? We don't understand.
Choose. Choose the form of the Destructor.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Oh, very cute. Whatever we think of, if we think of J. Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover will appear and destroy us, okay? So empty your heads. Empty your heads. Don't think of anything. We've only got one shot at this.
The choice is made.
Whoa! Oh, oh, whoa!
The Traveler has come.
Nobody choosed anything! Did you choose anything?
No!
Did you?
My mind is totally blank.
I didn't choose anything! I couldn't help it. It just popped in there.
What? What just popped in there?
I tried to think.
Look!
No! It can't be.
What is it?
It can't be.
What did you do, Ray? Oh, shit.
It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Something you don't see every day.
I tried to think of the most harmless thing. Something I loved from my childhood. Something that could never, ever possibly destroy us. Mr. Stay Puft.
Nice thinking, Ray.
We'll be right back.
Seems to be smiling, seems to be certainly no lack of confidence.
Would that be like whistling through the graveyard?
Uh-oh! Uh-oh!
Our tears have reached the sea. Part of you will live in me, way down deep inside my heart. The days keep coming without fail. New wind is gonna find your sail, and that's where your journey starts. You'll find better love, strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Yeah. just like the waves down by the shore. We're gonna keep on coming back for more, 'cause we don't ever wanna stop. Out in this brave new world you see, oh, the valleys and the peaks, and I can see you on the top. You'll find better love, strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Walking when snow falls high outside your door, late at night when you're not sleeping, and moonlight falls across your floor, but I can't hurt you anymore. You'll find better love, strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Please remember me.
Terry Funk, there's one word you'd use to describe me that I can't seem to get out of my head. Charlatan. And I don't even know what it means, but I'm pretty sure it's not somebody who lives in North Carolina. But I got a decent idea. I think, Terry Funk, you're out there questioning my credentials. I'm not exactly Phil Donahue, but there are a couple things I'm a little sensitive about. One of them is my family. The other one is my claims to legitimacy in this great sport, and you've questioned them both. Well, Terry Funk, you're out there saying, hey, I don't need a goofy name like Cactus Jack. What is a Cactus Jack? You use your full name. Anybody who watches this show, Terry Funk, I'm not opening any secrets. I'm not harboring a secret. I'm Mick Foley. I was born Michael F. Foley, Bloomington, Indiana, and I don't even know what the hell New Mexico looks like. But the name kind of fit, and I'm stuck with it for better or worse. So you fans, you want to chant Mickey, Mickey, you do it. You want to chant Cactus Jack, go ahead, because I call myself Cactus Jack for one reason. I earned it! I earned it, Terry Funk! And for better or worse, for the last 29 years of my life, this has been me! I may be a scumbag, but I'm always a scumbag. Now, who are you, Terry Funk? Are you Frankie the Thumper? Are you doing the job for Patrick Swayze?
or you last in all of 13 episodes on Tequila and Bonetti. Well, Terry Funk, you look at me and realize I'm going to put you on a permanent hiatus. So you tell me, Terry Funk, who has the true credentials? You want your credentials as one of the greatest competitors in the sport? Like I said, I can't take that away from you. But April 15th, Terry Funk, 2 weeks after we wrestle in front of one of the largest crowds Japan has ever seen, 60,000 people in the Egg Dome. Well, Terry Funk, I'm going to leave just enough of you left to bring you into my home, the ECW arena, the intimate confines, and show each and every one of these fans out here an intimate view of your skull. Because make no mistake, when Cactus Jack is perched up high in that second turnbuckle and you're looking at a 287-pound missile descending on your wrinkled old body, that feeling in your throat is not excitement. It's your liver! So Terry Funk, you want to play with fire? Well, I'm not exactly a fireman, but I say there will be a rebuttal. I say, Terry Funk, your ass is going to be burnt. And I say, Terry Funk, that while I am helpless to change the past, I'm going to make damn sure that the rest of your miserable life is spent in the worst way possible. You may have put Cactus Jack's shoulders down for a 3 count today, but I'm going to put your wrinkled old ass in a wheelchair for the rest of eternity. So think about it, Terry Funk, when day in and day out, this is the face you see. When you kiss your wife, you'll see me. When you say goodbye to your children, you'll see me. And when they leave your bitter old ass and you're washed up and you're on your dying day, I hope the last things that cross through that pathetic mind of yours are very simple. I shouldn't have messed with Cactus Jack. I shouldn't have messed with Mick Foley! Big Bang!
Welcome, Monsieur Dantes. I am Armand d'Orléac, the Warden of Chateau Deep.
Monsieur, I know you must hear this a great deal. I assure you, I am innocent. Everyone must say that, I know, but I truly am.
Innocent?
Yes.
I know. I really do know.
You mock me?
No, my dear Dantes. I know perfectly well that you are innocent. Why else would you be here? If you were truly guilty, there are 100 prisons in France where they would lock you away. But Chateau d'If is where they put the ones they're ashamed of. Let's have a look at your quarters now, shall we? God will give me justice. People are always trying to motivate themselves. Or they keep calendars. But soon they lose interest. Or they die.
There's a window.
And all I'm left with is a rather unsightly wall, I'm afraid. So, I've conceived of another way to help our prisoners keep track of time. Every year, on the anniversary of their imprisonment, we hurt them. Usually just a simple beating, really. Although, on their first day here, in your case, today, I like to do something rather special. And if you're thinking just now, why me, oh God? The answer is, God has nothing to do with it. In fact, God is never in France this time of year.
God has everything to do with it. He's everywhere. He sees everything.
All right. Let's make a bargain, shall we? You ask God for help, and I'll stop the moment he shows up.
Check this out. Check this out.
To make this illegit, but your definition of legit and illegitimate is confusing. Now the redhead wanna sit to make things clearer, cause in about a year or two, what you do is take a look up in the mirror, and what you see is the image of hate that you shed upon the others, the sisters, and your buddies. Now, in my opinion, you need someone to teach. The whole world is acting like a giant howl beach. I asked my man Victor what he used to do for fun. He said he learned to shoot a gun before the age of 21. Crime and abortion, all kinds of mind distortion. This is very important, but just a little caution of what you can do. That's a clue, and it's true. Yo, don't want a brand new sweater and make your life better. And do the right thing. You got to do the right thing. Do the right thing. You got to do the right thing. Brothers are stealing and dealing and big wheeling. And to a younger mind, that stuff is appealing. So, what do? They gather up a crew. Go out and steal a rob instead of getting a job. Now, your mother tried to bring you up better than that. The same way she loved you, you loved her right back. But now you think you're grown and you argue a lot over money and got from dealing stuff in the block. Now, you're not the only one in the world that has problems. Keep your head straight and you can surely solve them. Be a fly guy and reach sky high. And like the Jeffersons, you get a piece of the pie. I hope you take heed to the message I brought. In other words, the lesson I taught. The red I kick a lyric, but I won't sing. And the FBI crew wants you and you will need to do the right thing. Yeah. sending out a message on a positive note. Trying to make you all see the light when we supposed to be in the dark. You know, this is going out to my mother, to my brother, to the rest of the FBI tribe. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody else in the world, I just want y'all to do one thing. And that's the right thing.
Against the armies of Isengard and Mordor. To stand against the might of Sauron and Saruman and the union of the two towers. Together, my lord Sauron, we shall rule this Middle Earth.
Within 2 weeks.
But my lord, there are too many. They cannot all be armed in time. We don't have the means.
Build a dam, block the stream, work the furnaces, night and day.
We don't have enough fuel to feed the fires.
The forest of Fangorn lies on our doorstep. Burn it.
Yes.
We will fight for you.
Swear it.
For Saruman.
The horsemen took your land. They drove your people into the hills to scratch a living off rocks.
Murderers!
Take back the lands they stole from you. Burn every village!
We have only to remove those who oppose us. It will begin. Too long have these peasants stood against you, but no more.
Eothyn! Eothyn! You take your sister. You'll go faster with just two.
Papa says Eothyn must not fight Geralt. He is too big for him.
Listen to me. He must ride to Edoras and raise the alarm. Do you understand me?
Yes, Mama.
I don't want to go.
Freyda, I will find you there. Quickly!
Fall.
achievement. Don't break down my neck, no. I've got no trophies on display. I signed them away. I mean, what the heck? All of your promises. Don't fill me with pride, no. I just wanna get out on the floor and do the Cuban slide. Every night time I find Mr. Achievement, yeah. On my mind, on my mind. Every day, every night time I feel, yeah, Mr. Achievement, yeah. So I'm has been still out of reach. I said right out of reach. I could ignore you. Your demands are running day. I got no tears on my skin, but you know me. I love pretending, but every day, every time I find, yeah, mystery achievement, yeah.
Had a drink in 3 months. Thank you. I'm feeling so optimistic because of the Martians. We're not alone in the universe. And it's so perfect that it's happening at the beginning of the new millennium. Our planet was suffering with the ozone and the rainforest and so many people unhappy in their lives. And then the Martians heard our global karmic cry for help. People say they're ugly, but I think they've come to show us the way. I think they've come to save us.
Thank you. once, twice, three times.